Hello, 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 hello. Damn, what a ride has it been. Hope you guys are all doing well. It's your boy Jax here. Wants to give a shout out and say thank you for all the love and supporters on the One Up Sales Development podcast. The purpose for this episode is to share a few updates and share with the positive impact that the podcast and the SDU community had in terms of SDU Academy, helping individuals break into tech without breaking the bank. And of course, introducing the brand new revamped One Up Revenue podcast. So originally this podcast started to just share industry best practices, insights, and strategy for SDRs and BDRs out there who want to become the best of the best in their line of work. In terms of becoming exceptional, knowing when, how to cold call, what to say, when to say it, writing creative outreach, taking people down a storytelling that's so compelling. By the time they get there, it's like, bam, in your face. Like, they got to respond and say yes. And, you know, we came a long way, guys. We came a long way. We officially broke 7,000 downloads. And I know it's not a lot, too. It's not a lot. Generally, it's not a lot, but to me, God is huge. I never expected we'd get this far, and it's only going to go up from here. Long story short, just the shit I went through, man. I just didn't want anyone else to go through it. After, and I'm going to stop sharing the story after because it's really getting tiring for me. A lot of people keep on asking too as well. I originally started working for two sales development programs that failed back to back. Like garnish, you come in, they just toss you in the rain, throw you in the gutter, and they gut your ass, right? And I'm like, it was really, really tough. I was really, really successful in retail wireless at the time. Previously, upon graduation, I was able to clock myself in ADP for an internship. Was one of the best reps out there. Outworked everybody, and I still didn't get an offer and got canned. That shit pissed me off. And then following these other two, and it was like, damn, you know, and the whole family's like, man, you're a failure. It's all about sales. If you don't make the sales, and you know, it's not about that. When you have a failed sales development program, regardless how good you are or not, it doesn't matter. If the business does not see this as a profitable business projection, it's going to go down the drain, and take that with a grain of salt. And blessing and a curse, I was able to figure out how things work, and I became an animal, man, prospect animal. And I figured out all you need to do is have your own domain. And I got like over 15, 20 of them, man. I'm talking about audiomainstreams.com, groundzeroprospecting.com, SDU Academy, SDU Learning LLC, and all that domains that I just had as white pelicans. And, yeah, just try to make things work. And unfortunately, didn't work out the way it did. but I learned a lot. And for everyone out there, whoever want to bring their own offerings to market, all you need to do is you purchase a domain on Google for like 12 bucks a year. You pick yourself up a business email. You get your domain properly set up. I got mine done through Fiverr. Paid some guy in Turkey. He's like a hacker for like 100 bucks. And he set up your whole entire domain where it's entire green light all the way so that your emails will land in the inbox. Once you do that, you're going to need three things. You're going to need a sales engagement platform. You're going to need a data literature. And of course, you're going to need a CRM. You know, so my tech choice is Apollo.io. They're very, very, very economical. Their literature is actually not bad. It's pretty good. They were previously Zen Leads, I believe, and they purchased and acquired that. And combine that with SalesNav, you know, you can then create your own CRM, whether it's through HubSpot, Salesforce, Copper, or when you're doing lead gen as a service, which is what I did, I created my own CRM through Airtable. And the reason I did through Airtable is that it's a CRM per campaigns. So every campaigns that I run from there. But moving forward in time, guys, the SDU community has been officially retired. And happy to say, man, there were individuals in there that make huge mad communities than you know, I can never, or anyone can do it themselves. And I'm really, really happy about that. That's a shout out to my man, Jared Robbins with Rev Genius. My man, killing it, over 30K strong signups and attendees. Jared is killing it with Rev Genius. Another individual is Michael Galliano with SDR Nation. Congrats to you, man. You're making impact and change on that, my man. And another last thing I want to share too is previously when Ryan Zadrizzo and myself, we brought out SDU Academy because we were against the people who were pretty much ripping people off. They take you on this 3-month, 90 days training, and most of it's all digital. And, you know, once you land an SDR job, you pay what they call is an ISA for an income sharing agreement for like 30, 40 grand. And I'm like, screw that, man. And we were like one of the beginners that rolled things out, man. We carried the baton and we failed drastically due to runway. And happy to say, man, one of the guy right now, I'll give a shout to him too, is Matthew. Matthew, you are killing it, Mr. Province, over at head of sales training over at Trainio. He picked up the baton and went all the way. And there's other companies out there too that I noticed, such as Ramps. So shout out to you guys doing things right, where, you know, you take a different business model approach where you would train the reps and then hire them through other companies and they'll just pay a placement fee, which is pretty much recruiting. And that's the right way to do it. And, but I'm glad that, you know, my guy Ryan and I, we were out there to do it. And to end this here, all right, a lot of people ask, why did you take such an entrepreneur route, Jax? I'll tell you why. The group I hung out with, bro, on Top Funnel Sales Development, man, we are entrepreneurs. Mateo Lyra, Kevin Hopp, Ryan Reiser, James Baldwin, on Top Funnel. And one guy I want to give a particular shout out to who has massive success, probably the most success in terms of outsourcing himself, is a Josh Williams. Josh Williams, early founder, a member of SDU2 as well, baby. Killing it in the lead gen game. Yeah, he started out as a SDR, BDR for Connect and Sell, just doing top funnel work. Worked his way up the ranks, branched out, leveraged his network, became a sales development consultant, and do lead gen as a service. So kudos to you, my man. That's some great stuff. And that's pretty much it, guys. That's what Jax. He's hopped around, he's been around, but he's done. No more jumping, no more hopping, buckling down, and ready to go all out, man. Without further ado, here's the new intro drop. Enjoy, and followed by the three new episodes.